The door to the village house opens and the smell hits first. Police do not rush, they slow down. A refrigerator hums in the corner. A pot sits on the stove. There is nothing loud about the scene. No blood on the walls, no chaos. Just the sense that something has gone very wrong and that it happened quietly. Hours earlier, a 28-year-old model and socialite did not come home. Her driver vanished, her phone went dark. By nightfall, officers are tracing movements through toll cameras and rental records. A family name keeps appearing, an ex-husband, his parents, a brother. This is not a street crime. It is not random. It unfolds through planning, money, and access. It moves through people who shared meals and holidays. The public will soon focus on the word dismembered. Investigators focus on something colder. Who controlled her life after divorce? Who benefited? Who had time and privacy? By the end of this case, the question will not be how brutal it was. The question will be how close the danger already was. Chapter 1. The Disappearance. On February 21st, 2023, Abby Choi leaves her home in Hong Kong. She is expected at a lunch with her former husband Alex Kwong and their daughter. She never arrives. Her personal driver is supposed to take her. That driver is Alex Kwong's brother. He does not return calls. Traffic cameras later show Abby entering a vehicle. They also show that vehicle changing direction. By that evening, her family reports her missing. Police begin with routine steps, phone records, financial activity, vehicle tracking. Within hours, they identify a rented house in Tai Po, a quiet village area in the New Territories. The lease was arranged days earlier. The renter is tied to Alex Kwong's father. This is the first hard turn. Investigators now treat the case as a targeted disappearance. Abby Choi is not a private figure. She is known in fashion circles. She has two children with her ex-husband. She has since remarried. Public reporting will later describe her as generous, supporting her former in-laws financially. Those details matter because they point to motive without proving it. On February 22nd, police enter the Tai Po house. Inside, they find items consistent with food preparation and tools commonly used in kitchens. They also find evidence that a crime occurred. Authorities will later state that parts of a human body were recovered at the location. They do not release graphic detail. Alex Kwong is arrested that same day near a pier, allegedly attempting to flee by boat. His father and mother are also taken into custody. His brother remains at large. At this point, police confirm only this. Abby Choi is believed dead. Family members are suspects. The investigation is active. The public reaction is immediate. Shock turns into fixation. The case crosses borders within hours. The unanswered question tightens the pressure. Where is the rest of her body? Chapter 2. The investigation tightens. By February 24th, police locate Abby Choi's brother-in-law. He is arrested while trying to leave the city. All immediate family members tied to her ex-husband are now in custody. Authorities outline what is proven. The Tai Po house was rented shortly before the disappearance. Abby Choi was last seen entering a vehicle connected to the suspects. Human remains were recovered from the property. Additional remains were later found in other locations, including a rural area. What remains unproven is intent by each individual. Investigators work to establish roles. Financial records become central. Abby Choi had continued to support her former husband and his family after divorce. Property disputes are examined. A luxury apartment reportedly promised to the ex-husband becomes a point of interest. Police do not publicly confirm motive, but they confirm money is part of the inquiry. Media coverage intensifies. The brutality of the crime becomes the headline. Police push back against speculation. They emphasize process, evidence collection, chain of custody, interviews conducted separately. Court appearances begin. Alex Kwong and his father face murder charges. His mother is charged with obstruction of justice. His brother faces murder charges after arrest. Bail hearings draw crowds and cameras. Throughout this phase, investigators maintain a narrow focus. They reconstruct the timeline minute by minute. Who rented the house? Who purchased supplies? Who drove which vehicle and when? Who had access to Abby Choi on the final day? There are no emotional statements from police. The facts are heavy enough. The case now turns toward prosecution. The question is no longer what happened. It is how to prove responsibility beyond doubt. Chapter 3. Aftermath and cost. As the case moves into the court system, Abby Choi's public image sharpens. She is remembered as a mother first, a woman who tried to keep peace after divorce, a person who believed financial support could replace conflict. Her husband and extended family face a different future. Charges carry the most severe penalties under Hong Kong law. The legal process will take time. Allegations must be tested. Evidence must survive scrutiny. For the public, the case becomes a symbol. It exposes how intimate relationships can become lethal when money, resentment, and access intersect. It also shows how violence does not always announce itself. Sometimes it arrives through routine. Police conclude their public role with restraint. They emphasize that the investigation was driven by cooperation between units, rapid data analysis, and early suspicion of non-random disappearance. There is no closure in the way audiences expect. The brutality cannot be undone. The children left behind do not get answers that restore what was lost. The final cost is not measured in headlines. It is measured in trust, a life taken not by strangers, but by people who once sat at the same table. That is what remains when the cameras move on.